Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And if you're tuning in, whenever you're tuning in, I like to think you're here for a reason. I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. Now, we are spiritual beings in physical bodies. And most of us believe that when we leave this plane of existence, our energy continues. But the experience of losing a loved one, having them transition out of the physical, can be very difficult. We want to know that they are still with us, to feel that connection. My guest today is internationally acclaimed medium and author Suzanne Northrup. She's here today to talk about making contact with the other side. And if you'd like to connect with Suzanne for an on-air reading, please call us at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. We'll take your calls beginning about probably 20 minutes, 30 minutes into the program. If you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, please type your question for Suzanne into the instant feedback box that's on the right-hand side of the page there. And I will keep an eye out for your question during today's show. Now, I'll bring Suzanne on the air in just a minute, but first, please do check out fogcitypsychic.com and get the latest on upcoming classes and radio show happenings and events and more. And if you're interested in booking a private session with me, I would love to use my intuitive abilities to help you move forward with more clarity and confidence. Take a look at the website. Read what's there. If you think we're a good fit to work together, let me know. The next Out of the Fog Salon is tomorrow. Yay! That's the online gallery reading where everybody on the call gets a reading. And honestly, we have a blast in the process. That's always a great gathering of like-minded people. And there's a lot of laughter and a lot of connection with spirit. Love it. If you've got a question you'd like me to take an intuitive look at tomorrow night, we'll gather at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. If you want to be there, there is a place for you. And you can get more information at fogcitypsychic.com. While you're poking around on the website, take a look at that classes page. The March Psychic Development Intensive is sold out. There's no more room in there. I have posted the dates and the information for the April class. That's a 4-session class. I keep it really small so that we can work closely together to explore and experiment with your intuitive gifts. Find out more about that at fogcitypsychic.com/intensive. And last on the announcements list today, if you're an entrepreneur and if you're somebody who is building a business and you want to do it with integrity to follow your passion, I want to let you know about a free telesummit that's happening right now as I'm saying these words. Chris Williams and Martha Hanlon wrote the best-selling book, Customers Are the Answer to Everything. And Chris and Martha have put together a great group of experts who want to teach you about marketing and SEO, about connecting via social media, tons of other ways to connect you with the customers you want to reach without being, you know, creepy or pushy or salesy. The Telesummit is free, and it's 6 weeks of awesome content. There are going to be recordings available if we can't be there live. And you can get more information about that expert telesummit from Chris and Martha at wideawakemarketing.com. That's wideawakemarketing.com. And now, for more than 30 years, Suzanne Northrup, an internationally acclaimed medium, grief and bereavement expert, TV and radio host and author, has helped thousands worldwide to recover and heal from the loss of loved ones by bridging the gap between the world of the living and the spiritual world where the departed reside. Suzanne is the author of A Medium's Cookbook, Recipes for the Soul, Second Chance, Healing Messages from the Afterlife, Everything Happens for a Reason, and The Seance, Healing Messages from Beyond. She's lectured extensively. She's on faculty at the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies. She's acted as a consultant to many police departments. She's assisted in grief counseling for victims of the World Trade Center tragedy in 2001. You've seen her on TV. You've heard her on the radio. You've read her books. And now here she is. You can find out more about Suzanne and her work at suzannenorthrup.com. I'm going to spell it. It's SUZANENORTHROP.com. So there's only one N in Suzanne, suzannenorthrup.com. Suzanne, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Well, thank you, Karen. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you very much. I've been looking forward to this all week, I'll tell you what. Now, we talked just a little bit at the beginning of the show. I was talking about how even when we know that our energy continues after we transition out of the physical, it can be very painful, very difficult to lose someone we love in that way. And part of what you do so beautifully is help connect us with our loved ones in spirit. Can you say a little bit about how you got to this place on your spiritual journey, how you became aware of and developed your gifts?
Well, I think mine was probably a little different than a lot of other people who do this work. I mean, I could be a little off, but I had this as a kid. Mm-hmm. And when I was very young. And I think that when we have experiences when we're very young, I think it's very different than when we get older, just because, for no other reason, you know, because of the fact that I've done this such a long time, and then, you know, needless to say, you know, when I was dropped on my head, I was pretty young, and that was a long time ago, and it was a little different world than it is now, and just in terms of the exposure. So there wasn't kind of like a lot of folks out there, so to speak, that, you know, when you get dropped on your head and you start seeing things that other people, you know, don't hear and see, and mm-hmm. primarily when they're dead people, it's kind of another program altogether. And it's interesting because, you know, one of the things that I'm actually quite commonly from a lot of people that, you know, that their children have things and they always want to know about, you know, how to deal with that and things of that sort. But I think in my case, because it, like I said, it was a very different day and age. And I had this as a young girl. I've always felt like that when you do have things as a child, that depending on the experience around you, primary, you know, either parents or school or if you go to church, you know, whatever, that always leaves a very big dent on how you do or you don't handle it in terms of your own life. Mm-hmm. And in my particular place, I was raised in a small town, a small farming town, and I do think that there is clearly something to a rural farm life. I really do, and you know, in terms of simplicity, and if nothing else, you live in this whole thing where the seasons are the seasons, and you know, you just sort of like kind of know that there's this connection with that. But in any case, I had contact at a very, very young age, and then when I was 13, which is a lot of fun to begin with, my paternal grandmother, who was like this bigger in life type woman in my life, got colon cancer. And she was this big Zoptic woman that, you know, I mean, in my mind, probably was like 180 or 190, who knows, mm-hmm. and went down to like 80 pounds. And wow. She was like that the last time that I physically saw her. And the last time that I physically saw her like that, and then the next time that I saw her, she was big and fat and all herself again. Huh. And that was obviously at the time of her physical death. So she, you know, I said, you know, most people don't have Hollywood experiences. I happen to have had a Hollywood experience where, you know, she came and she stood at the bottom of my bed and she said, you know, I can't visit you very often, and I'm going to give you my favorite house. I want you to keep up with your piano lessons, and I'm going to give you my favorite ring. And I just want you to know that I'm always around you, but, you know, I can't see all the time. Now, you have to understand that after seeing her at this state that she was in, and then all of a sudden she looks big and well again. You know, to me, I'm just excited the fact to see her looking the way that I saw her to look when she was well.
Right.
And I couldn't quite, you know, sort of figure out where prospectively to put that. So I think it took a little bit of doing, especially since, the couple days later, then my mother says, you know, we got to go to the parlor, and, you know, what the hell's the parlor? And then, of course, I learned that the parlor was the funeral parlor, and I was very appalled that there was this woman dressed in my grandmother's clothes put in a box. So I was, like, really flipping out over this whole deal here. So I'm like, wait a minute, grandma looks better now than she did. And so, you know, it's like, to me, she looked better at what we term physical death than she did when she was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, and obviously this was a long, long time ago, but I think that for me, that if every single person had that experience, obviously we would view death very differently.
Right.
Now, clearly I had to figure it out. And like I said, you know, when you're 13, life is pretty nuts anyway. and it's not exactly like there's, you know, a book comes along with this. Well, you know, by the way, you know, grandma was in a body. Now grandma's not in a body, but grandma's still alive. And, you know, and how do you like kind of go through that whole, you know, synopsis? But in any case, I the bottom line, I figured it out. It took a little while. When I was, you know, right after that was like I was, you know, for several years there. I mean, I always knew I was different. I didn't really know what that meant. And then at the age of, you know, 18, 19, I sort of got and left my hometown and moved to New York City. And, you know, most of my friends at that time were either shrinks or studying to be shrinks or something to that extent. And it was kind of interesting because they knew I was different. And they knew that I had these abilities. And again, there wasn't a lot of words coined at that time. But they knew I wasn't crazy. They just knew that there was something different about me. And, you know, like I said, it wasn't always fun when you went on dates and the dead grandfather shows up. But, you know, you can work with it, right? I mean, you kind of figure it out along the way. So that's kind of what I did. And then there definitely was a period where I was having a lot of problems, like, you know, differentiating, where it's like, okay, guys, you can't do this. You know, this is not cool. You can't be showing up on dates. You can't show up at work, you know, because this is not a good thing. So I had to kind of figure it out. And I did. And it took me a while. And I actually ended up, to be honest with you, after living in the city of New York, I was living with this on the time. And this guy said, you know, if I don't get you out of New York, they're going to lock you up. So he took me to California, where they're all nuts. And so at that point, I was becoming extremely overwhelmed. And I did what I knew best is I left the city and I moved to Northern California, out really, again, way out in the woods, and kind of figured it out. And then, you know, the rest is sort of history. Then I moved actually back to L.A., the City of Angels. And at that point, there was a very strong movement going on in terms of, you know, metaphysics and mediums. And they were considered to be, at that point, it was a really big deal. Like you were really like of the echelon if you were a medium. And so if you had these abilities, many of these, you know, at that time, well-known people, which, of course, have all passed on now, they would, like, sort of, like, take you under your wing and their wing and, like, say, no, this is what you'll do. And that was sort of, you know, show you the way. And that's kind of what sort of, like, happened to me.
Wonderful.
And, it was a really quite wonderful journey, and I've like never done anything else for a living. I mean, this is all I've ever done, so I really don't kind of know like a different life. But I have to say that I came from old school, and there was a lot to be said for that in terms of, you know, your skills and how you had to feel so honored and so respected of, you know, the rules in terms of what you did and you didn't do and the boundaries and all all that other kind of stuff. I had some, you know, some really, really, you know, powerful training. And
right.
And they just said, like, you know, you're going to do this. And, you know, they were right. And I didn't want to do it, but I guess, you know.
Suzanne, that's great. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the ways that we connect with the other side and hear more of your story. We are listening to Out of the Fog, and I'm Karen Hager. We'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit.
House. Okay.
Conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is internationally acclaimed medium, TV, and radio host and author, Suzanne Northrup. And we were talking before the break about her childhood experiences and her kind of coming to terms with her gifts and getting help, getting mentorship from other people in the community who were kind of able to take her under their wing. And Suzanne, you were saying that this is what you've done your whole life, that you haven't done... This is what you do.
Yeah, this has been my gig. yeah, this has been my gig my whole life, so I really don't kind of like know another gig. But one of the things that you said that I think is really interesting, and well, I mean, obviously it's what I think is so important to share with people, and yeah, and you brought it up in terms of, you know, the visit from my grandma, is that, you know, obviously after doing this work for so many years, that, you know, what I've come to know to be so true, and it was interesting because she kind of like said it at that time. And basically, I think that she was trying to let me know that she was going to be there, but that, you know, that she wasn't going to be there all the time. And I think that as a young child, I'm going to assume that it was important for me to hear that. But what I know is true, and I know that sometimes this is hard for people to wrap their heads around this, but every single person that makes their transition, whomever that person is in your life, their job, 100% job, their job is to connect with you in any way that they possibly can, because they love you. Period. Mm-hmm. It's nothing more complicated than that. And because they love you, and when we love people, we want these people that we know that are left here in this state of grief and difficulty and emotional pain and all the stuff that goes along when we physically lose somebody, because you can only lose them physically. You can never lose anybody, because love is always going to be the most important force that exists. So so our dead folks, their job is to connect with us in any way they can to help us in our process. And yes, there are very clear, you know, ways that they do come to us, but there's all these other ways that I don't think that everybody thinks about, because we dismiss them. And, you know, I mean, you know, the number one way is dreams, and the type of the dream really determines if it's a contact dream. Smelling, feeling, sensing them, through all the forms of, you know, clairsentience and clairsentience and feelings and all of that. Those are, electrical lights going off along, phones ringing, all of that stuff. And actually, you know, messages being left on answer machines. That is stuff that happens, like, commonly all the time. But I think that we don't think that we're driving down the road and we're having this really bad day because it's been a year to my mom's passing. And, you know, the tears running down my eyes, and I know I got to go to work, and the mascara is running in my eyes. And all of a sudden, I pull up behind this car, which I can hardly see because it's raining outside, and I look at the license plate, and I see my mom's name.
Oh.
Now, does that get better than that? No. Yeah. But we don't think about that until it hits us. So it's like the more we understand the way that it comes to us, then the more we'll know when we're contacted. So, you know, obviously, you know, birthday times, passing times, all these things within the family, which, but by the way, it's important to know as much family or people that you love, whether they blood or not blood, information. So when you do have these things happen to you, you'll know it. So, you know, those are the things that, you know, that are equally, because this is not Hollywood. This is not about the big drama. It's about these little things that are really very, very important in how this contact is made. So it's almost like and I know you know this because of what you do, Karen, but there's something that we literally physically feel in parts of our body when we're tuning in. So this is kind of like no different than that. So it doesn't matter if you're receiving information, whether it is information that you need to know in your life, or whether you're receiving information from, you know, somebody who's passed over. It's going to come to you in that way. So if you're a real visual person, you're probably going to get a lot of information in dreams. And the dream, like I said, if it's a contact dream, it will be more like they're coming, stopping by and saying, hey, and I love you, and pass it on to family. If you're having a dream where you're visiting somebody that was in a bad place at the end of their life, let's just say you're experiencing their passing from an intense illness, that's not a contact dream. That's a your stuff dream, because you're experiencing what was going on with them at the end of their life. They are no longer there. They're not in that place. And that's a very important thing to remember, because, you know, it's very hard for people sometimes to get over the way that that person ended in their life. And that person, the end of their life, the way that they ended their life, they're not there. Mm-hmm. So they're not really interested in discussing that. They're more interested in discussing validation of them coming through, or letting you know the ways that they love you, and all these other variables, but not that, because they're really not there, which also beckons to the case why a lot of times when there are cases such as, you know, homicides and things like that, why that information is not gotten. Sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. It really depends on the particular, and actually more psychics, interesting, do that than mediums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, that's why they work with the police of that sort. So, it's really a matter of, like, listening. And I know that when we're in the mess stage, I know that very hard. It's very hard to do that because when you're emotional, you know that's not when you can tune in. And that's a lot of times when they're around you. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when they're around you, you will feel emotional.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you think that wanting contact, asking for that contact, looking for that connection, does that stop our loved ones in spirit from moving on? Can it kind of keep them here or hold them here?
Absolutely not. It's one of those misnomers. It's like almost saying, like, you control somebody else's life. Mm. You don't control somebody else's life. But what I will tell you is this. It's as close as I can make the analogy of it, is that when you love somebody deeply, you don't stop loving them because they become dead people, nor do they stop loving you. Is that in their perspectives, in loving you so much, of course it's hard for them to see you in that pain, but they know you got to walk that journey.
Yeah.
Which is why their whole thing of coming to you is to help you in your process, because it's about my work's about living people. My work's not about dead people, you know. It's about those that are left here and in that process. So I think that, you know, that's very, very true. And, you know, there's no magic wands to this stuff. You know, everybody's process is really individual to themselves, and that's so true. And I think that, you know, when people say, well, you know, they've been dead 2 years, you should get over it already, and I say, like, well, you wear my shoes and then we'll talk about it. You know, everybody is so individual.
Yeah.
And what will happen is if they come to you and you don't get it because you're emotional, they'll go to somebody else, Karen. They'll go to somebody else in the family. They'll go to another sister or a brother. Well, they'll probably go to the strange one, because they tend to always go to the strange people in their family, you know, because, you know, because they're going to get it a little bit more. But that is their job. And the two people that they come to very strongly are children and the little kitties and the little doggies. So when you see them moving the little tails and you don't see anybody there, you can be sure that there's somebody there.
That's wonderful. I think our animals have a way of seeing more than we allow ourselves to see. That's great.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Spirit is very common for animals. You know, I mean, you know, for anybody that does any meditation and prayer, they can be anywhere in your house, and the animals will come where you are. They will feel that energy. Like, it doesn't matter where you are in the house. If you're doing it, they're going to want to be in that room with you.
Yep, absolutely. That's absolutely right. Now, we've got just a minute or so before we go to break, and I want to be sure that you've got the phone numbers. If you want to connect with Suzanne on the air, the number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And Suzanne is willing to take your calls for a mini reading on the air. We're about to go into a break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you, Suzanne, about your journey down to the Afterlife Awareness Conference. This is the second annual conference on March 10th and the work that you're going to be doing there. And I'd also love to talk to you a little bit about one of the reasons that I like your work so much is you've got strong feelings about what it means to have integrity, to take responsibility as a psychic, medium. So I will ask you about those things when we return. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back. Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. I do not have a Cadillac, but I do have Suzanne Northrup. She is an internationally acclaimed medium. She's an author. And if you would like to connect with Suzanne on the air, you can give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Welcome back, Suzanne.
Thank you.
I'm glad we're both still here. It's good. Things are going well, I think.
Things are good.
Now, we were talking a little bit before we went into the break about the ways that our loved ones in spirit connect with us, and about you said that their job is to let us know that they love us. Right. And I wanted to ask you, you had said that when your grandmother came to visit you, she said she couldn't visit you often. What are our loved ones in spirit doing when they're not standing there trying to get our attention?
Oh, well, they're very busy. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you all the things that they're doing, but I know they're very busy. And I would say that, you know, they're doing a lot. You know, listen, they have to continue on their journey. You know, they got their soul journey to continue on doing it. But I think that they probably certainly help us individually along the way. And you know, and I'm sure they're passing down, you know, new ways to, you know, do iPads and build iPads and build, you know, environmental greenhouses and helping people who need, you know, their transition stuff. So, you know, they have their own little program. If they were here and they love kids, and they're probably working with kids, so we do continue. There is definitely a continued program when we physically leave our body. So, like I said, you know, what that is for everybody, I couldn't tell you because it's a real individual thing, but I do know that there's an ongoing deal. That I can tell you.
In your experience, when someone has passed, if they have chosen to go again, to go around again, to take another body, is their energy still available to you as a medium in the sense of the way that they were in, let's say that's my father, is he still available to me through a medium if he's already taken another incarnation?
Well, first of all, the percentage of him probably coming into a body while you're here is probably fairly low. Mm-hmm. Now, in saying that, there's exceptions, of course, to all the rules, okay? But generally, as a rule, we have what I understand, one lifetime per 100 years, which is five generations, which makes an awful lot of sense in terms of people that we kind of, like, know in our life. But for some reason, if they have chosen to come back in, they have, like, what we call great, you know, audio answering machines in the spirit world. So, so you have access to all that stuff anyways, because everything is recorded.
Interesting. So it's a recording. It's not live. Well,
recording.
Time is relative.
Recording
isn't it?
Of that energy of love, because you, if you think about it, you know that, you know, we have people that we very much connect with in this lifetime that we've met like out of the blue, and somewhere along the line you know it didn't fall from the sky. There had to be a reason why that connection happened. So that connection was probably based in something else from another time. So, again, that energy, you know, we have what I call, like, we have soul bank information, and we have like personality banks information. So that those lifetimes or those soul learnings or soul lifetimes, they go into a bank, and when we need them at whatever particular time in our life we may need them now, we pull from that energy, or we pull from that informational bank.
Wow. How can...
Did that make sense to you?
It does make sense, and it's kind of blowing my mind, honestly, because it's interesting the way, you know, as we're in our human bodies, we see time as linear, right, from here to there, beginning to end. And when we understand that that's really just a construct that helps us as human beings not just completely go insane, it makes sense what you're saying.
Or get to work on time, too. You know, people got to get to work on time.
Right. Well, that's true. I have to know when to get up.
You know, it's a, you know, 6 o'clock radio show. You know, so we got to have some kind of structure. So,
right.
But, I think that, you know, but you know, it's interesting because when we are in our sleep stage, you know, or the sleep and the dream stage, which by the way, you do go off, and we do travel, and if you didn't, you actually would go nuts because, you know, our natural inclination, we're spirited beings. I mean, we're spirit. So, you know, that spirit needs to, you know, fly and you know, run away and do all that kind of stuff. So, but when we are in that sleep stage and in that dream stage, that's very much the state, I believe, that's as closest to when we're not in the physical body. And it's very freeing. I mean, it's you know, so, but, you know, when we do come back and we have our structure within the day, and that's what I was saying to you earlier, that's why sometimes throughout people's days, when they are getting information or they are being contacted, they don't always get it because, you know, they miss it. You know, we miss it.
Right. Now you're going
to
be.
We miss those little kernels of messages that if we can attune to them, they're usually pretty important.
Now I know you're going to be at the second annual Afterlife Awareness Conference in March, and part of what you're going to be teaching at that conference is exactly that, right? How to tune into the nuances of those messages, how to make contact. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. That will be definitely one of the key things, you know, obviously besides giving messages, that will be, you know, very, very pertinent for me at the event. Because I think that, I think that some of this, and again, because you know this, I think some aspects of this for people is very natural and very easy. But I also think that there are other aspects of it that's not. And I think that really comes into play when we talk about our emotional states and our dream states. And again, it's so difficult because I know that there will be a lot of people at this event that have lost children. And I know that there are people that have gone through that they will say that was the worst thing that ever happened to them, but what came out of it, their life would have never been the same if they had not gone through that experience. Mm. And then you're going to have still people there that they still do not understand why that happened. And, you know, I mean, I did write the book, Everything Happens for a Reason. And we may not know, but there's always going to be a reason why. Because things are, there is an order to it. There is a grand scheme. So I think that if we can embrace that, and again, I know that that's tough to do, but the more that we are able to embrace that, I think the more it really does help us on our journey. Because it is a process, you know, and like I say, you know, the first year we're kind of like walking through, you know, a phase or in a daze, more likely. And sometimes the second year is even harder than the first year, you know, because, you know, the first year, sometimes people are more around or more present or try to be there more for you. And then as time goes, you know, we're still there and other people are not at that stage. So, you know, it is a real individual process.
Do you think people can become dependent on connecting with their deceased loved ones through an intermediary? Can you get sort of hooked on mediums or too dependent on that?
Yes, people do. People do. And, you know, most of the mediums that I know, they generally will not see somebody more than a year. So, you know, yes, it's pretty important to, you know, set those timelines. Yes, yes. Because what happens is that, you know, you'll go to, you know, five different mediums because you really need to hear about that, you know, obviously the person has passed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you need to keep hearing and keep hearing and keep hearing. Now, you know, again, who am I to say, you know, everybody's path is individual to themselves? But I do know that there is a point that we do have to, as best as we possibly can, I don't want to say move on because that's not really the right word, but somehow put this in balance in our life is probably a little more, you know, what I think is important. Mm-hmm. Is important. Yeah.
Well, you have really strong feelings about the integrity that's necessary to do this work and the responsibilities that you take on yourself when you agree to act as a medium. Can you say a little bit about that? I think that's good stuff for people to hear.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm pretty strong about feeling that, you know, if you feel that you can't do this work to the level of respectability that you should, then you shouldn't be doing it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the person that's the vet's tired of being a vet. Well, then they shouldn't be working with animals anymore because they just shouldn't be. Yeah. So, because you have the responsibility of these people in your hands. I mean, literally, that's a lot to hold. I mean, that's a tremendous amount of responsibility that's being, you know, thrown upon you. But it's thrown upon you. And, you know, and there's no getting around that. So you really have to make sure that you do take that on very, very distinctly and that you really do honor the work. And you honor, you know, like I said, you know, there's certain protocols that have to do with it, like the things that you are and you're not allowed to do, like you're not allowed to give out death, you know. If things that, there are programs, there are boundary programs of what you are and you are not allowed to do within that element. But this is something you must take very seriously, and you must act very accordingly because, and you well know, it's like a bad reading or a bad connection with the medium can really do a tremendous amount of harm to somebody. Really.
Oh, yeah.
It can really, you know, because they go in there with these hopes that are, you know, really high and that connection, and you don't get it. And it's pretty devastating for many people.
Well, and you're dealing with people who are at their most emotionally vulnerable. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And so
yes.
There's a responsibility to connect with integrity and connect with honesty. You are listening to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Suzanne Northrup, and you can find more about Suzanne and her work at suzannenorthrup.com. That's a great site. There are lots of stuff. It's a lot of stuff to look through. Find out about where you can find Suzanne, read her stuff, see videos, all kinds of great stuff. suzannenorthrup.com. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and we'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I am Karen Hager. Okay, I was dancing a little bit, but I can stop when I want to. Chris plays stuff on purpose, I think, to make me dance. If we ever do some kind of video camera feed with this show, I'm going to have to be very, very careful about how I'm behaving. This is Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest this hour is Suzanne Northrup, and you can find out a lot more about Suzanne and her work at SuzanneNorthrup.com. That's SuzanneNorthrup.com. Suzanne, I know you've got a ton of events. There are lots of places where people can catch up with you to see you in person, to learn from you, and to experience your work. Can you give me a little bit of an idea about what's going on? I think I said the Afterlife Awareness Conference was in Arizona, and I apologize. It's in Virginia Beach, Virginia, right?
Yeah, it was in Arizona last year, right. It's in Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you know, I've got a seminar event going on in Connecticut in April. I'm going to be in Prague for anybody who's...
Wow.
I'm going to be in Prague in April. I'm going to be in Mexico City and in May, and I'm going to be in Denver in June. I'm going to be doing Omega because I'm on the faculty at Omega, so I'll be doing an intensive weekend workshop in July as well. So, all this stuff is all placed, and I do galleries in almost all the places. I was just in Florida, and. I'll be in Minneapolis, so I'm going to be in Chicago, I'm going to be in Denver. So all of this stuff is always up on my webpage. I don't think I'm going to be in Michigan, though, Karen.
Well, no, that just means that I need to get out more often. That's okay. What it means. You're going to be everywhere around me. I don't have to go to Prague. I can go to Virginia Beach or Massachusetts or Connecticut or
right.
New York City.
Exactly. Yeah. Or New York City, which is where I live, of course.
Now, with that traveling, and because you have been a working medium now for more than 35 years, it feels to me like you continue with this work because you feel called to do it, because you feel kind of pushed, and I mean that in a good way, to continue. Is that how it feels to you?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I don't think this is like something you retire from. It's not like I'm hanging up the shingle, you know. It's not really a job. You're right. It is a calling, and that's why I said that. You know, if you get to a place in your life where you don't feel that, or that doesn't become significantly your intent, then it's time to make some changes.
Mm-hmm. When people are looking for psychics, when people are looking for mediums or psychic mediums, because it's not the same thing, what kind of advice would you give someone as they're looking for someone? What are some red flags, or what are some good things to look for as you're trying to find somebody to work with?
Well, I will tell you something. In this day and age, you should have really no problem getting somebody who's credible. That I can tell you, because there's all kinds of sources out there. You know, I'm a big one on, you know, referrals. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I studied my practice 35 years ago on referrals. So if somebody that you trust and they're not, as you would say, you know, a psychic junkie, so to speak, but you really trust them, and you know that they have, you know, a level head, and they've been to somebody, and they've had a really good experience. You know, that's certainly a good place to start, but, you know, somebody that you could certainly trust. And, you know, and if you go to a website, or, you know, you can listen to a show like yours, and, you know, right there, you know, if people listen to you, they're going to be drawn to you. So they're going to know that, you know, wow, this person's okay. I can certainly set up a meeting with them or listen to her show and see if I feel comfortable about it. So I think that there's probably a lot of options right now than there certainly was, you know, 30 years ago. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I always say to people that when you listen to someone, either whether they're being interviewed or they're reading on the air, the way they talk to somebody on the air is the way they're going to talk to you when you've got them on the phone. So if it's someone
That's
who's going to yell, someone who is trying to maybe be very dominant or shaming, or someone who's trying mm-hmm. to cause fear, that may not be a great place to go to get that kind of deep contact that you're hoping for. You know?
No question about it. No question about it. Absolutely.
I love what you've said about if you're starting out as a psychic or starting out as a medium, what should you do if you don't feel a connection, if you're reading for someone and you don't feel the connection? I'm trying to get you to say it because I love it, and I agree with you. So go ahead, say it. What should I do if I don't get a hit?
I think you have to be gracious.
Yes.
And say, you know, I'm really sorry. It's really not a good day, or, you know, I may not be the best for you. And you're going to know, you know, within 5 minutes into the session, or 10 minutes into the session, of what's happening. And you could also take your cues from the person and say, listen, you know, I mean, this is what I'm picking up. I may not be right on or whatever. And try to be the gracious about it. You know, if you're honest with people, they're going to respond to that. Yeah. They are. You know, we're all human. Nobody's perfect. Yeah. You know, and the thing is that you could be really good, but you may not be the best for this person, or this person may be looking in a certain way or expecting things in a certain way. And we all know about that. Those expectations are usually, you know, a lot of them aren't realistic, too. So, but I think that's something that you know.
Well, and it's also important to be honest with the person who you're talking with, because if you don't know and you continue to you probably have a more gracious way of saying this. I call this pulling stuff out of your rear end. Mm-hmm. If you are working with someone and you have no clue and you're just pulling stuff out of your rear end, not only are you doing yourself a disservice in terms of honoring your connection with spirit,
yeah.
but you're doing yeah. a disservice to the client.
Absolutely.
Because they trust you, and you're
yes.
pulling stuff out of your bottom and throwing it at them. That's not how we behave. That's not right.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's true. In your work, have you worked with people who are developing as mediums? I know you're helping people learn to connect with their loved ones in spirit. Do you also work with people who are developing?
I would say that, you know, I mean, I do this intensive workshop every weekend, once a year in Omega, mm-hmm. and it's not so much, you know, I'm not a great one, or how do I say this, I'm not so much into teaching people to be mediums, because I honestly seem to think that is a calling.
Mm-hmm.
What I do believe that we can do is that you can teach people to open up whatever their particular gift is.
Yeah.
And what happens is if it becomes narrow into some way as a medium, then you may be missing a whole other part of you, that you could be a healer. You can have other attributes that you're not opening up to by focusing just on I want to be a medium. So I'm really more into, you know, opening up whatever it is that's part of you.
Right. Do you believe that all of us have natural intuitive ability?
Yeah, absolutely. We're all connected. We're all connected. Absolutely. We're absolutely connected.
Wonderful. I like you, and not just because you agree with me. Although that's very helpful. Suzanne, thank you so much for being on the show today. I appreciate you taking the time. You are busy.
Oh, this has been great. This has been great. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. That is just about all the time we have. My guest today was Suzanne Northrup, and her website is suzannenorthrup.com, SuzanneNorthrup.com. You can find out more about Suzanne's work, watch videos, find out her upcoming events, all kinds of stuff. Check out her books, please. Great resources on her website. Highly recommended. While you are on the internet, please be sure that you visit FogCityPsychic.com and click on everything. That online gallery reading is coming up tomorrow night. I would love to see you there. We're going to have a lot of fun. That's all at FogCityPsychic.com. You can book a reading. You can sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter. Get the scoop on upcoming classes. Oh, my gosh. Look at guided meditations on YouTube. There's all kinds of fun stuff to do there. And if you have a moment, would you please go to my Facebook page and like it? I know we're not in seventh grade anymore, but I'd like to have friends on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/FogCityPsychic. I post wacky updates about what's going on in my life and let you know what's happening with classes and the show and everything. Chris just sent me a message. He says he hearts Facebook. I heart Facebook too, and I'd like you to heart me on Facebook. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be Cheryl Patton. She is a brilliant numerologist, and she also teaches wilderness survival skills to women. I don't know how I'm going to put this all together in the show, in one show, but I'm going to do it. It's going to be an unusual show, very interesting. I think you're going to love Cheryl's energy. Do not miss it. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading just a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
Been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.